Well, good morning, one and all.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. It is a Monday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Well, it's, if you haven't heard it before, isn't it all kind of news? We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers as I effort to get some audio for the upcoming break to make it even newsier.
Oh.
Yeah, we're working on it. But last night, anybody out there watch the Golden Globes? It was on CBS. Hmm. And they didn't preempt it like they should have with the New Year's Eve with Matlock. It may have been better. Now, Golden Globe Awards, the Oscar preview, as they called it, your big winners overall, one battle after another. That's the movie that was starred DiCaprio, I think. Yeah, that's number one. Big winners also Hamnet, The Pit, and The Studio. So there you go.
The Pit is the one with Noah Wyle from ER fame, where he also plays a doctor.
Because I learned that last night.
I think all the Gen X ladies, they're trying to market it to us. Like, ooh, look what we have.
See?
And we're like, oh, we can just
watch
the old episodes of ER.
Well,
whatever.
There you go. That's a stunning. Well, it did well. It did well. Nikki Glaser, it was really kind of mild about the whole thing, even with everything going on. And it looks like the most exciting thing that happened at the Golden Globes, there seems to have been a fire backstage that caused a little bit of a ruckus for a while.
Boy.
Yeah, it was sparked, they say, by a lit sterno, which I had to look up, and that's that little flame that they put under the catering dishes.
That's for the chafing dishes.
There you go. See, I wouldn't know. By the way, also, K-pop Demon Hunters won a couple of awards, so congratulations to the kids on that. And also, big winners at the coinciding... This also happens. AARP Movies for Grown-Up Awards.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Also taking the top spot was K-pop Demon Hunters. So congratulations on that.
Really?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. It was one battle after another.
But I told you.
And Matlock also ended up doing quite well.
Yeah. So everyone's got a side hustle these days. And Jack Black, well, he has been doing it for decades. See, he loved snakes as a kiddo and even watched one for a friend. You make a little extra money taking care of business. Does it sound like a good idea, KB?
No.
Maybe not. Turns out they can wind up in all sorts of places.
When I was like 16 years old, a friend of mine had a pet snake and he went out of town. He's like, can you watch my snake? And I woke up and there was no snake in the aquarium.
Yeah.
And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, the snake is out of the... She's like, what? 2 hours later... They came slithering out of the inside of my mattress.
Oh, my God!
Give it to me!
Does that sound familiar?
Sounds very Jack Blackish. Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't have a Penelope to help him there, you know?
I don't know if Elle knows about the story of the snake. And I think she does. I'm sure I said it. If I said it here, I told her. But she could also probably has about 16 different ways to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And all of them include death to the snake. So that's all right. She'll protect me on that. I just wish she would buy an actual mattress. More on that as we go.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So over the weekend, first of all, she just celebrated her 75th birthday. Crystal Gayle pulled out of a couple of upcoming appearances and concerts. And it turns out they're all overseas. She's fine. She recently, though, suffered a torn meniscus in her knee.
Ouch.
Ah. So, yeah, doctor says don't fly yet. So that was that. So, and Dolly Parton, they have the big Dolly Grand Ole Opry 80th birthday concert happening on, later on this week, on the 19th. Well, actually, a week from tonight. And this will be on television, but Dolly will not be there.
Some of my favorite memories happened right here on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, and I wish I could be there in person, but I'll be sending you all my love for sure. So you have the best night ever.
Now, Dolly sent that out on her Instagram and looked fine, looked great, everything like that. I think she's just busy. And it could be she's got a new business idea, and it's coming to life. Dolly Parton Truck Stops.
Oh!
Yeah, this is going to be out starting in, of course, East Tennessee, where she's known to be in Cornersville, Tennessee. This is going to be a very large truck stop travel center. And many are saying it's designed almost exactly and definitely meant to compete against Buc-ee's. So, no word on what they're going to name it yet. But I have a joke that I can't say. And those three, two, one, got it. There it is.
Blake Shelton, not headed for divorce with Gwen Stefani.
Yay.
He wants everyone to know this. He's coming out saying that his marriage is just ducky. Those rumors that they were splitting in October are not true. You know, it was online. It was like, oh, look, they reunited. He says he's even seen photos of himself online wearing shirts that he really doesn't even own.
Yeah,
and so he no longer believes anything he sees on the internet. But if you are looking for a good real-life tutor, well, he is your man. Thomas Rhett says he was working on an English project in the eighth grade when Blake came over to see his dad, Brett Akins. Blake pitched in to help because that's just the kind of guy that Blake is. They got a B on the project.
Oh.
So congratulations.
Well done. There it is. In your weekly weekend Trump news, of course, he's on tomorrow at 7:47. President Trump went to the dentist this weekend. So it was fun. Also called for a one-year 10% cap on credit card interest rates. And really wants Greenland. Really wants Greenland. And we may perform airstrikes starting today in Iran. So pretty basic weekend, all in all. Yeah. Well, it's just kind of the day. That's what we do.
Rock on.
So I know it's Kiss a Ginger Day and Pharmacist Day, but let's get down to the nitty-gritty and true priorities. Tomorrow is Rubber Ducky Day. And it's not just for cruise night anymore. And it's not just a big case that we're working. Uh-uh. The real way to celebrate is to go to Florida. We had the world's largest rubber ducky making an appearance over the weekend in Clearwater. Her name is Mama Duck. She is 61 feet tall, 64 feet wide. I feel kind of guilty talking about that on the air. Your proportions are just fine, Mama Duck. She also holds 133,000 cubic feet of air. Only costs $9,000 to rent.
A couple of years ago, that thing rolled through here on October of 2021, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, it was out there in the Trinity. And it took a little while to get it back into a new body of water after that. You got to really hose that down after a while. And then coming off of the Golden Globes, back to movies, at the box office, it's still Avatar, Fire and Ash that rules the roost. But it was pretty low weekend. Two comes in the movie I will not see, Primate, Scary Monkey. Housemaid, three. Zootopia 2, still holding strong at four. And Greenland 2, Migration with Gerard Butler, came in fifth, but was soon overtaken by the United States.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.